Write down things, begin that brainstorming process together. And you're going to find that you've got everyday goals that just need a plan. They're the ones that you just need a SMART goal. What gets measured gets done. Specific, measurable, attainable, realistic, and timely. I need to do this action by this time to this level. And it's a realistic, attainable thing you can do. So I don't need to lose 30 pounds by tomorrow, but I want to lose 30 pounds this year. So I'm going to go to the gym 5 days a week for an hour and burn at least 1,000 calories. That's a SMART goal and it's measurable, right? Your life's going to be full of these goals.
Welcome to the Edge of Excellence podcast. This show is for current and aspiring leaders that are dedicated to showing up every day in their lives with excellence. We break down the careers of those excelling so you can understand what is out there and how to rise up in every field you choose. Let's get the show on the road, shall we? Your host has spent his life promoting global entrepreneurship, helping 20-somethings find their passion, and working to help others achieve excellence. CEO of College Works, Matt Stewart.
Welcome to the show. Thank you again for listening. Don't forget to tell your friends that need to set goals about this episode. Don't forget to tell them to subscribe. We got a great season, lots of heavy hitters, lots of young people with lots to share, and a few of these cool things that people need to know in their 20s. And there are 10 of them. We're going to cover goal setting today. We're going to get into BHAG and Jim Collins and big, hairy, audacious goals and those big ones that you got, or maybe you don't have them and you wonder why. We're going to get into 3 to 5 year goals. How do you set that when you don't even know what you're doing? We're going to get into everyday life goals. And I want you to think about one thing while you're setting goals. And this is coming up in my meetings that I have with the business people. It's coming up as I think about that horrible Instagram and how it wrecks everybody's lives. Think about your wake. Think about your legacy. So we'll talk about goals and you want to win this and be that and make that and accomplish this. But there's also, what do you want to be known for? What's your living legacy? It's not just your resume. It's who you are, not what you are. We're going to cover all that today. And like I said, it's part of the 10 things I think 20-somethings should know. Includes time management, stress management, relationship management, goal setting, life planning, leadership, DISC, and God, I love DISC, the career hunt process, EQ and strategic planning. We've got episodes for all those. You can look them up online. We have them at collegeworks.com/resources. We got plenty of content, but those are the 10 things that I think, and I'm just one person. I mentioned that there's other things, math, reading skills, writing skills, work ethic. I'm going a little bit beyond that in a different direction. So today we're talking about goals, what to set goals around, when to set goals, how to set goals, how often do you set goals, how do you measure your goals, how do you stay on track for goals, and you know what nobody ever does in my family? Well, at least me, celebrate goals. So the goal setting is, you know, crucial for development. It's thinking about, where am I going? What do I need to change to get there? What do I want to become? What impact do I want to make? What legacy? What does the organization want to do? What does the family want to do? And it could be personal. It could be whatever. But it helps you focus. It helps you prioritize your efforts. It gives you a sense of purpose. And it's easy to become complacent without goals. So if you're sitting around wondering what to do, start brainstorming goals. If you've got friends that aren't doing much, check with them. I bet they don't have goals. And it goes beyond just goals. They got to be, not always. Sometimes that vision in the distance, that point on the wall, I want to be a great person. I want to live by my morals. I want to stick to my values. I want to follow the lessons from this mentor or guru. They don't always have to be SMART goals, specific, measurable, attainable, realistic, and timely. They don't always have to be that way, but many of them do. And I'm going to talk for a second about SMART goals. SMART goals are written goals. Research has shown, write it down, and your likelihood of achieving it goes way up. It does a couple things. One, you might be a kinesthetic learner. You might learn by moving your hand. You might be a visual learner. You might need to see it down, see it there on paper. Two, you're going through the process in your mind, and the process in your mind creates clarity in your mind. So you're creating clarity and creating a mental path just by laying it out. So writing down goals, it reinforces your commitment. It's a constant reminder, but it also helps you hit them. And I find in life planning, I do life planning for people. It's like 75% of all your goals get hit just if you do the life plan and never look at it again. So specific, measurable, attainable, realistic, and timely. Specific, you got to write it down. You've got to be flexible and adaptable. It'll change. So if you're setting long-term goals, especially, you don't know what's going to happen. COVID hits. You never know. So it's important that you remain flexible and adaptable. And what I do is I just save my goals every year because I know they're going to change. And I want to do X. I want to write a book. I wanted to write a book. I wrote a book. It was horrible. It's off my list of goals. I'm not a great writer. I want to do something different. So I did the podcast. So I change my goals and I evolve based on skills I have and I don't have. You're flexible and adaptable. And it's okay to have a big goal and have it come back and not be as big. Just save your goals every year. And that's part of this regular review. You're checking in on your goals and breaking them down into action steps and adjusting them and breaking them down and adjusting them. So as you're getting into just whatever your goal setting is, big, small, think smart, specific, measurable, attainable, realistic, and timely. And think written, flexible, regular evaluation. And then it becomes easy to stay positive and move. Even if you're not hitting your goals, you can adjust it because being down doesn't help. It's a dynamic process, requires continuous effort and adjustment and a system. And we're going to talk about a few systems now. First off, you probably have something in your mind. You know, there's little goals. I got to make sure I get some groceries. There's medium goals. I've got a graduate, or I've got to get certain grades, or I've got to get through this major, or I've got to achieve this athletic number, the speed, or, you know, there's kind of shorter term goals. And then they get longer. What do I want to do for a living? Where do I want to live? What do I want to do with my family? What impact do I want to make on the world? Where do I see myself in 5 years, 10 years, 30 years? So you have this flurry in your mind and everybody has it. So first of all, it's stressful. Everybody has it. It becomes less stressful when you start to put it down and put it into writing. So first step for goal setting, I usually think, is sitting down and just kind of brainstorming and getting it out there. And while you're going, you can think about the five Fs, which are friends, family, finance, fitness, and faith. I got those from Vern Harnish, Rockefeller Habits, through the Entrepreneurs Organization, which I love so much. And Vern was one of the founders. He developed a system for us. This me planning workshop, and it was a tool to help entrepreneurs figure out their life goals. And we focused on friends, family, finance, fitness, and faith in the categories of achievements, relationships, rituals, and wealth. And my friend Scott says that rituals thing is screwing up my document, but I still like it because the rituals lead to achievements and relationships, and wealth can be spiritual wealth. So you have this cloud, this flurry going on in your head. First step, start brainstorming, writing it down. And you'll see some of them are short-term goals. Some of them are long-term goals. You may have forgot about spirituality. You may have forgot about health and wellness. You may have forgot about rituals. Usually people don't forget about financial. You may have thought about spiritual wealth. Forgotten about spiritual wealth. Relationships. Have you thought about that? Who's going to support you? Who's going to take you to the next step? And as you start going through these short-term to medium-term, some of the longer-term goals start to set in. So you get your brainstorming list, and maybe you're not in the brainstorming mood, so you just move to step two.
Are you enjoying the show thus far? We go through so many resources and links with this podcast, it's tough to keep up. I get it. That's why Matt and the rest of the team put together the Edge of Excellence Bundle. In it, you'll find different tools that relate to overarching themes and topics of the show. Things like DISC assessment tools, time management strategies and tactics, stress and anxiety management tools, exclusive videos and episodes from this podcast that is not released anywhere else, and so much more. The best part? As a valued listener of the show, you can access the Edge of Excellence Bundle 100% for free of charge. That's right, for simply being awesome and tuning in. To get access, all you have to do is go to www.collegeworks.com/podcast and fill out the short form there for us to get the bundle over to you. Once again, it's www.collegeworks.com/podcast. Now, back to the show.
And step two is, when do you set goals? First of all, sound mind and body. It's hard to set goals when you're not of sound mind and body. So if you're depressed, I've been there before, I can set lifelong goals. So you set one day goals. And they say that in AA, one day at a time. I think depression's a lot the same. You take one day at a time. And again, I always take a break here. Make sure you're getting help. If anybody says they're suicidal, that's an emergency. We call 911 for that. If anybody's been suicidal, we call a doctor. And 911 is the appropriate response. If you need help, I've needed it. My family's needed it. If you're in College Works, we have a psychiatrist on staff that you can go to for free if you're in college. If you've got insurance, there's also many places. You can go on your phone and look it up. There's lots of places to find help. And it's now time to press pause and go do that. If you're in a real bad place, and there's a lot of people been there, and you'll get through it. But if you're of sound mind and body and you're not in a funk, anytime's a good time. Big, small, all day long, anytime's a good day to sit down and start thinking about, what do I want to do in this month, this year, this decade? How do you do it? You go find a place. You set a time and you find a place. So usually when I start off with time management, I have people go sit under a tree for an hour. You do the same thing with goal setting. You just set an appointment to sit down. Maybe you're in a couple's relationship or a truple, even better. I don't think I could say that, but it's my show. Make an appointment. Sit down and talk about the goals. Write down things. Begin that brainstorming process together. And you're going to find that you've got everyday goals that just need a plan. They're the ones that you just need a smart goal. What gets measured gets done. Specific, measurable, attainable, realistic, and timely. I need to do this action by this time to this level. And it's a realistic, attainable thing you can do. So I don't need to lose 30 pounds by tomorrow, but I want to lose 30 pounds this year. So I'm going to go to the gym 5 days a week for an hour and burn at least 1,000 calories. That's a smart goal. And it's measurable, right? Your life's going to be full of these goals. I want to get through this class with at least a B. Break it down. Make it smart. I want to be ready for this sports event. Break it down. Make it smart. I'd like to get a raise. Break it down and make it smart. Some version of it. If it's real and it's bugging you, make a smart plan. And that's what you do for everyday goals. You can go listen to the time management video. You can listen to the time management podcast, or you can watch the time management video. It starts with, you know, plugging this stuff into your calendar. You write the goals, you plug it into your calendar. Then you get to kind of bigger goals, 3 to 5 year goals. When you're going beyond the time management, when it's more than a dream, you want to do something about it. Again, we always start with the brainstorming. We always think about the five F's: friends, family, finance, fitness, and faith. We think about the pillars of a purposeful life: rituals, relationships, achievements, and monetary or spiritual wealth. And you start brainstorming, and you continue to brainstorm, and you continue to ask yourself, you know, what rituals do I need? What habits do I need? What relationships do I need? What achievements, what micro achievements? And the SMART goals become initiatives. How do you take a brainstorming list of a bunch of goals and make them initiatives? Categorize them: work, education, relationships, finance, health. And what's important is set a date. Here are my 3-year goals by January 1st, 2028. Here's my 5-year goals by January 1st, 2032. Whatever it is, you set some goals and you have a year deadline, so you know if your 1-year goals are going into your 3-year goals. Longer term goals, 3 to 5 years and beyond. By the time I'm 30, by the time I'm 50, by the time I'm 60, by the time I die, the bucket listers, the ones that really matter, same process. Brainstorm, write it down. Does it need to be smart? Put it in the calendar. Define success. We didn't mention this before. What does success look like? What does celebration look like? And I want to remind you, it may change. You revise and adjust, and it might become bigger. It might turn left 90 degrees. Who knows? On our website, we've got the 3-year goal statement document. You can go through that to set a 3-year goal. We've got the Me Tool from Vern Harnish, Friends, Family, Finance, Fitness, Faith, Achievements, Rituals, Wealth, and Relationships, all in one document. We've got a 1-page plan. strategic planning process. We've got a Wheel of Life, all great ways to set long-term goals. And before I go, I need to mention real quick, BHAGs. If you've ever read Jim Collins, big, hairy, audacious goals. These are the goals that get a group of people going. So when you go from personal goals, personal short-term and long, medium-term and long-term goals, and you get into leadership in different organizations, a BHAG is a powerful, inspiring goal that takes the organization beyond its current capacities. It stretches the organization. It's ambitious. A BHAG is inspiring. Everybody can get behind it. So a BHAG is the same process. It's brainstorming. It's categorizing. It's thinking. It's getting people involved. And where you get to the BHAG is where you take the passion and the financial drivers and the ability to be the best in the world, and they all come together as one. That's a BHAG. And there's plenty of examples of BHAGs. NASA, we're going to land a man on the moon, bring it back safely. Not just on the moon, bring it back safely. Nike was going to crush Adidas. Facebook was going to be become the hub of digital engagement. But think about when they set these goals. And no one had been on the moon. And Nike was just a small little company. And Facebook was nothing. It was a game people played at Harvard. When you get a group of people together and you brainstorm together and you hash it out together and you think about what can this be, that BHAG can carry your organization for a long, long, long time. So I hope that this helps. I want you to, again, think about legacy as you do this, beyond passion, financial drivers, working to be the best, impact on other people. It goes beyond self-actualization and personal achievement. There's a culture that prioritizes humanity and character and moral principles, and it revolves more than just self-expression and personal desires. That can come back. You can read David Brooks' book, but I hope this helps. Annual goals, you usually do annually. I wouldn't go past 3 to 5 year goals. In your 20s, you can have some of those long-term ones, but I wouldn't get too specific on what life's going to look like in the 50s, because you might be living on the moon. And you set regular goals every month, every year, every quarter. We've got lots of systems on collegeworks.com/resources. So good luck with your goal setting. We've got a few videos on different types of goal setting topics. Thank you for listening. Don't forget to share. Don't forget to tell your friends, and don't forget to subscribe. We look forward to hearing you with some of our guests on our next episode. Take care.
I hope you enjoyed that episode today on the Edge of Excellence podcast. Make sure to hit subscribe on whichever platform you're listening to this. If this episode made you think of someone, go ahead, take a screenshot and share this exact episode with them. This show exists to showcase what is possible when young leaders are willing to step out of their comfort zone and choose to excel in their lives. To learn more about our internship for young and ambitious students, www.oneinternship.com/podcast to see if it's something that makes sense for you. Once again, it is www.oneinternship.com/podcast. Let this be a reminder for you to live on the edge of excellence in your business and life. See you next time.